Amanda Bailey, owner of the Luna Alchemy Company. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tonight, Monday, December 15th at 5:30 p.m. is Wine for You's monthly wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door, located at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Cedar Street. Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, hosts a monthly tasting where you get to taste five different wines and can order individual bottles or cases of your favorites at discounted prices. Visit Wine for You's website to reserve your seat. That website is W-I-N-E, the number four, the letter U, online.com. Tomorrow, Tuesday, December 16th, the Panada Theater welcomes back the beloved Irish trio Everdream for a Celtic Christmas. This show will be held at the Panada on Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m., with the doors opening 1 hour before the show. Get tickets by going to Panada's website, panada.org. Thursday, December 18th, is the Sandpoint High School Choir's Christmas Concert. This event will be at the Sandpoint High School, located at 410 South Division Street, at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Entries are $5 at the door. Also on Thursday, DanceWorks is performing their annual Christmas Review. It's an exciting show featuring local talent from DanceWorks. It's family-friendly and lots of music, and it's perfect for the holidays. This event will be at the Panada on Thursday at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the door or by going to the DanceWorks & Company located at 409 North 4th Avenue. Doors will open 30 minutes prior to the show. On Friday, December 19th, David Da Vinci, the Thrillusionist, is back for another spectacular mind-bending performance of illusions that will leave you bewildered and thoroughly entertained. He's a world-class illusionist who has completed world tours. Come and see what he's all about at the Panada on Friday. The show is at 7 p.m. Doors open 1 hour before the show. Visit panada.org to get tickets. Join the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint at the Little Carnegie, located at 110 Main Street, on Saturday, December 20th, for Sylvia Renette on violin and Melody Puller on piano, as they celebrate the joy of Christmas with traditional music. Step into a winter wonderland of sound with a Christmas concert featuring the graceful harmony of piano and violin. From tender carols to sparkling holiday masterpieces, each note captures the spirit of the season. Treat yourself to a magical night of music and merriment. This is on Saturday, December 20th at 6:30 p.m. Entry is by donation. Amal and the Night Visitors will be performed at the First Lutheran Church, located at 526 South Olive Avenue, on Sunday, December 21st. Experience the magic of the season with the Music Conservatory's Bel Canto production of Amal and the Night Visitors, Menotti's cherished children's opera. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students, and free for children ages 6 and under. Tickets are available at the door or online at the website sandpointconservatory.org. Performances are Sunday, December 21st at 2 and 5 p.m. Well, I'm very pleased to have Adriana Kaufman with me as my guest. Welcome, Adriana.
Hi. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you here and very exciting to learn about what it is that you do. I think we met 3 or 4 years ago at Debbie Heiser's retreat.
Yes.
And you put on a fashion presentation.
Yes. Basically a deep dive of how clothing can be used as a tool to have you better show up in your business or just in everyday life. So it was a really good, impactful weekend for me, I know personally, and it gave me the idea of actually the name Adriana Valentina at that retreat. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, my producer has just said that we're going to take a quick break, but don't step away from this dial. We will be back shortly. This is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet. Taylor and Sons is closing out one of our highest ever sales volume years for new Chevrolets in our 35-year history of serving the greater Sandpoint area. This above-average performance has earned Taylor & Sons special allocation of the most popular models, which are either in stock or on their way from the factory. The news gets better as Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons are prepared to offer year-end closeout offers on every new Chevrolet vehicle in stock. Offers include former service loan Silverado 1500s priced at up to $13,000 off MSRP, new Chevrolet Silverado HD trucks priced at up to $7,500 off MSRP, and a huge selection of our most popular models, including Colorado, Tahoe, Suburban, and Equinox. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevrolet vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Santa and his reindeer are stopping by Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Saturday, December 20th, join Kalispell Casino and RV Resort in Cusick, Washington for fun for the whole family. Free hot cocoa, free cookie decorating, and the opportunity to meet Santa and his reindeer from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Celebrate the holidays Saturday, December 20th in Cusick, Washington, just 20 minutes north of Newport on Highway 20. Kalispell Casino and RV Resort, the best entertainment in Ponderay County.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Everybody deserves advanced medicine. That's why Kootenai Health provides next-level care right here in North Idaho. With leading specialists, a nationally recognized hospital, and over 20 clinics, Kootenai's got you covered. Visit kh.org.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I'm very pleased to have with me today Adriana Kaufman. Hello.
Hi.
So, Adriana, why don't you share what it is that you do?
So I am a style consultant. Some people call that a fashion stylist, just a stylist, but I prefer the term fashion consultant. And I also teach style workshops, which are really fun, and I customize those to business retreats, like we mentioned before where I met you, mm-hmm. or personal parties. I just did one last night, and it was a bunch of girls wanting to know what their colors were, and we talked in depth about their style and what colors to choose, and it was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you get started in this type of industry?
Well, I've always loved fashion. I've always known that if I dress up and have a good outfit on, I have a better day. It makes me, you know, walk with a little bit of a more pep in my step and show up a little bit more myself, more confident. And so doing more research into that, went and studied that in college, got a bachelor's in apparel, textiles, and design. And then while in college, got a minor in sociology, and I got to learn the importance of status symbols. And clothing is a huge status symbol that we all use because we have to wear clothes. So we might as well use it as a tool to benefit us. And so that essentially just led me to want to be a style consultant because I'm also a huge people person. So
wow. That's interesting. So how long have you had your own business?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the most challenging thing when you were first starting out?
Probably just all the legal stuff, you know, getting the EIN number and registering the LLC and all of those things that people don't really talk to you about when you're starting a business. But I found the right connections that kind of helped walked me through that process. So I would say that was the most complicated mm-hmm. part of it all.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's like something you've never done before. So
well, it's government paperwork, so it's very stressful. But when yes. you have it, then it's good and you're done. And yeah, deep breaths.
Oh. And what do you love about what it is that you do?
I mean, I love clothes. Clothes, easy, beautiful. I mean, I love all colors. I love expressing myself. I love helping people learn about how they want to express themselves. Or, you know, even if I'm working with a client that just had a new baby and she's been in mom phase and she's been taking care of her kid, to then have her transition into this phase of, okay, now I want clothing that is going to make me feel good, make me feel confident in this new body I have. That is essentially, at the end of the day, I just want to make my clients feel more confident in themselves so that they can perform better in every aspect of their life, whether they run a business or they are a mom or anything. Hmm. So I love that.
And do you serve more than just women?
Yes, I serve men. I serve women. I have helped women that are just graduating from college and entering into the workforce, so transitioning from college age into the workforce. That's been really fun. And then I've actually helped a teenager recently, kind of in that 13-year-old phase where they're trying to figure out who they are and how they want to show up in the world. So, Yeah, I help a lot of people.
Do you do like closet reviews where you come in and take a look at all
yes.
the clothes that I have and then
yes.
help me decide what really looks good on me?
Yes. So that is what I call a closet revamp. And so essentially after a consultation, I kind of see where the direction of the client is, where they're wanting their style to head to. I will go to their house and help them kind of purge through, okay, what's in season, what needs some TLC so we can actually wear it again. What do you feel the best in? What are your wow factor pieces? Those types of things. Hmm. And we kind of have try-ons. So we make outfits out of things too. So maybe there's a thing in your closet that you don't normally wear and it's for special occasions. I show clients how to wear it more often so that when they love it, they can wear it more often and incorporate it in a bunch of other outfits that they enjoy. Kind of teach them that styling aspect while just in their closet.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds really helpful.
Yeah.
And then I think you mentioned that you go shopping with people too.
Yes. Shopping days are really fun. It's probably one of my favorite services I offer, simply because at that point I've worked with the client enough to know, okay, we've gone through their closet. Most likely at that point, we know what they have, what they gravitate towards normally, and then what they could benefit from. So what holes are in their closet. So at that point, it's fun to go and I drive my clients. I just like to drive people and show them to Spokane is normally where I go. And I have a game plan and I take them to different stores and I kind of know exactly what I'm going to get for them. And it's really fun. And we have try-ons and it's
wow.
it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And the one client I did that with, he was a male and it was so fun just to get to know him on a personal side too. I mean, I just love making connections with people and it was great to just learn about him more so. And then we got a lot of amazing pieces that he loves and still wears.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really fun service that you offer.
It's so fun. I love it. I love clothes. I think that if you don't enjoy clothes as much, you just aren't looking at them in the right way, is my opinion. So I love to help people see the vision and just enjoy getting up and looking at their closet and getting dressed in the morning.
Hmm. And so have you changed your business model at all since you started 3 years ago?
I've kept the same base. I will say I've adjusted my brand a little bit just to refine who exactly my clientele is. But other than that, it's been the same base, same model. I'm person first, talking to the people, building a relationship so they feel confident enough in telling me their deepest desires. But when it comes to their closet, right? I mean, their closet, that's a personal space. That's a person that's in someone's home. So my first priority is just to make sure that the people are confident with me in their space and they feel confident in themselves at the end of the day. That's been my main goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And describe your ideal client.
My ideal client would be a business owner who's ready to use their clothes as a solidifying part in their brand. Because as a business owner, you have your business's brand and your personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important to have your outfit put together and solidify the brand, especially in a smaller community like Sandpoint. You could be grocery shopping and run into one of your clients or your client's kids, anything. And so having that be a valid representation of you and your business, that's super important. So I love working with business owners also just because we seem to have similar minds. I'm a business owner. Both my parents are business owners. I'm surrounded by a bunch of business owners, and we kind of all have a similar mindset and outlook on the world. So I just seem to vibe with those people a lot better too. And then I just build friendships from that, which is really fun. And I respect all my clients and look up to them. And now we talk to we talk to each other and get business advice from each other too, which is really fun.
So what would you say, other than the legal paperwork and the government paperwork, what is something that's challenging with your business?
I would just say there's not another stylist in Northern Idaho, specifically Sandpoint. And so a lot of people don't actually understand what I do. So it's explaining that and how it could benefit them and their business. So explaining what brand is, explaining that clothing can be a tool, all of that, and how that can lead to more revenue for my clients. That has been challenging. But now I think, especially going to networking events and everything, people are kind of registering, no, brand is important, and showing up, the psychology of showing up when you have a good outfit on, all of that is now, I think, getting ingrained in people and understanding it. But that was a challenge at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's important. Visibility is so important.
Yes.
As a small business owner.
Yes. and in a small community.
Yes. Yep. And being visible, being credible, that is all part of it.
And wearing the right thing can add instant credibility to you as well. And there's so much to it.
Yes. There's psychology of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't think about that when we're putting our clothes in the morning usually.
No. And we're not taught that either. So a lot of people, it's a new concept to them. But once I explain it, the light bulb goes off and they go, oh my gosh, this makes total sense.
And so you're starting to see a shift here in Sandpoint that you're gaining more visibility of your business and an understanding of what you do.
Yes. And just, I think more fashion forward people are stepping into Sandpoint. I don't know if they are just moving here or if there's just been a shift on people wanting to take more time to care about the content of their clothes or taking better care of their clothes. I think there's been a lot of shifts in just the fashion world in general, and this is a very eco-conscious community. So I think a lot of people are shifting how they buy and understanding their buying power to more eco-conscious things. So they're wanting to be more educated. I think there's a lot of shifts happening society-wise, but also in Sandpoint.
Interesting. So your philosophy for running your business, it's all people-driven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Connections. And at the end of the day, just increasing someone's confidence so that whatever path they are in life, they can show up as their best authentic self and know that they look good while doing anything that they're doing.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, it's time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Kiniksu Community Health is here for you. We welcome all patients, including those with Medicare and Medicaid, and offer compassionate support in family medicine, pediatrics, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy services. From checkups to chronic conditions, we're ready to walk with you every step of the way. Kiniksu Community Health, your home for healthcare in North Idaho. Visit kchni.org or call us today.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, Incorporated is your locally owned propane farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 91 continuous years, and we're proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. We want to take a moment to express our appreciation to you for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again very soon in the store and online at coopgasandsupply.com. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-447-7755. That's 800-447-7755. Once again, that's 800-447-7755.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back. I'm Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. My next guest is Amanda Bailey, owner of Luna Alchemy Company. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, thank you.
So nice to have you here. Tell us what the Luna Alchemy Company is.
All right. So I found sound healing 2.5 years ago and created the Luna Alchemy Co., Luna representing a Luna moth that I have tattooed on my throat, which symbolizes rebirth and transformation. And then alchemy is like that total alchemizing that we all have that within us, the ability to alchemize and transform ourselves. So whenever I was thinking about sound healing and what it represented to me, that's how I came up with the Luna Alchemy Co.
Okay. So explain sound healing.
Sound healing, also known as frequency healing, is using a specific frequency. My bowls are 432 hertz frequency, which is said to be same as Earth's natural frequency. And whenever you play the bowls, it creates the frequency. And when it hits our bodies, we experience it to a cellular level because we are made of mostly water. So whenever the sound hits our body wants to create something called entrainment, where to the cellular level, our cells will be vibrating at the same frequency that it's experiencing.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. And I've had the pleasure of experiencing it twice now.
Yes.
You led a workshop, and then you also participated in Jennifer Steinbeck's conference that she did with the Vital Conversation series.
Yes.
And it's just so soothing. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I always tell people it's like a deep tissue massage. You're just listening to it. Your body's experiencing it without having any physical touch to your body.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start your business?
So I founded about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Very similar timing to Adriana.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I went and actually had an experience kind of during a really rough patch of my life. And I had tried all of these other like holistic healing modalities. And my best friend was like, let's go to Sedona, Arizona and just go do all of these modalities. She's like, do you want to try sound healing? And I'm like, sure, I'm open to trying everything at least once. So we ended up doing this sound session, and I will forever be grateful for my sound healer, Priscilla. It was such a profound experience. I booked another session with her the very next day, and that second experience was just as powerful. And I had this like epiphany moment that I was like, I have to offer this to people because of what it did for me. So it kind of like went to the back of my mind. It didn't cross my mind for a while, but then randomly I had this certification pop up on my phone and I was like, what? So weird. So I thought about it and I clicked on it and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I did the certification and it didn't really teach you how to play the bowls. So then I ordered my very first set of bowls, which are my crystal bowls that I play for all of my sessions. They're colored, the seven chakras, so I can see which color I'm playing. And so I ordered them and then I just started practicing on friends, whoever was willing to let me like, come lay down, let me play the bowls for you.
Wow. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So what was the hardest thing starting out in your business?
The hardest thing starting out, I think, was just making the time to practice, get that hands-on experience, and then finding my first location and just getting my name out there. This is a very small town, and I've owned previous businesses before in much larger towns. So it was just kind of finding my niche here of like making my way into the community and making those connections to let people know who I am and what I offer. So I think so far to this date, I think that's been the hardest thing for me is just getting my name out there and meeting people.
Right. Yeah. And how do you do it? How do you go about it?
Oh gosh. Well, I love people. I'm a major extrovert, so I love going to different events and meeting new people. And so I ended up, I think the biggest thing for me was finding BNI and going, I went to Level Up first.
Yes.
I went to your event and I met a bunch of people that very first day. They were like, you need to come to BNI. So I had done a couple Level Up events and then I ended up in BNI for a year and I made so many amazing connections through there and just people that wanted to promote my business and promote me as an individual as well. So I think that was really good for getting my name out there in the community.
Yes. Networking is so important, especially for a small business owner, and you're just starting out. It just, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand how valuable it is, because
yes.
It's quite often not what you know, but who you know.
So much.
Yeah.
So much.
And so through those connections, and you have been growing your business, and you have a location now. Where is your location?
I am currently in Ponderay. It's 210 Triangle Drive, Suite G. I always tell people, the locals here know it was the old pet store, so it's got the big pet store written on the roof, but it's behind the gold shop or the gold coin shop in Ponderay. Yeah. So,
and do you do things other than the sound?
I do. Okay. Well, outside of sound healing, like
yeah.
Separate businesses.
You have another business.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I have Lucky Mountain Microblading, which I've done semi-permanent cosmetic makeup for 9 years because I used to own tattoo shops back on the East Coast. So it kind of went hand in hand with that business. But within the Luna Alchemy, I really like to bring in other facilitators and collaborate with other people. And then I kind of have all my little like side niches that I do and making earrings and just letting out all of that like artistic creative side of myself.
Wow. Yeah.
So
you have a lot of balls in the air.
Yes, always.
A lot of plates spinning.
Always.
What is your favorite part about your business?
Gosh, I would say my favorite part is when I think of my healing journey and the path that I've been on, and the moment you start walking that path and all of these doors open, whether it's a book or a person that you meet to kind of help you along that way, I love being that person for people that can be like an open, safe space for people to come try a new modality that they might not have been open to before. So I do have a lot of people come to me that have never tried sound healing. They've really not even tried a lot of other holistic healing modalities. And you can see after the session how open they are and like how good they feel, how amazing it was for them to experience something that they wouldn't have normally been open to. I really like being that person for people that maybe expands their perspective or horizons on what is possible in the healing realm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, what did you say? It was not Western medicine, right?
So
Western
yes.
medicine that really came to the forefront, I think it was in the 1800s.
Yes.
When Rockefeller did something with petroleum and
yeah.
all of the pills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, as a society, forgot about the ancient wisdom.
Yes.
Of how people healed themselves without drugs.
And sound healing has been around for over 3,000 years. They've used it for so long, and it's just now really coming back into the forefront of our reality of, oh, this is another alternative for us. And a lot of times people don't come to it until all of the other Western things haven't helped them. So it's like, you know, one of my clients from BNI who had migraines for so long, and he was like, I'm just going to try it. you know, I wouldn't normally be open to it. And he said that few and far between that he gets migraines anymore after his session with me.
Wow.
And he's like, I've tried literally everything.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. So.
That's amazing. I bet you have a lot of really interesting success stories.
I do.
Yeah. Any others you want to share?
Oh, gosh. One of my best friends that I actually followed out to this area is, was a veteran. And after he got out, he deals with a lot of veterans still kind of working through their healing journey. And so I've had the privilege of working with veterans as well who've come in to work with him. And he sets them up a sound session with me. And to hear the way that they share their heart with me of, you know, when you think of a big, strong, burly man that's in the military, and a lot of times those men aren't given this safe space to allow their feelings and emotions out. And a lot of them are holding on to some really heavy, deep stuff. So when they come into my session and they feel safe and they feel that their bodies can finally relax, it's amazing the things that they're able to share with me. And just what the sound healing does for them in their lives. And I love hearing back with people even 6 months, a year later, of like how incredible that the experience was for them and how much it impacted them.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in a few years? Do you have anything that you are going to, a goal that you want to work towards?
I do. I think I've been trying to focus on where the sound healing is leading me and where I can impact the most lives. And I've really been talking about, I want to focus on retreats with more people. And so I actually have my very first retreat planned that I'm attending in Mexico in April. So I'm really excited to kind of see how that first one goes and see maybe where, what path that leads me down. So of course I love my community sessions on Sundays at 3. Those are super important to me for the community, but branching out in a much broader horizon and impacting more lives. Retreats have always been a thing that I've wanted to be a part of. And
so you're going to dive in.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Traveling to another country and bringing people with you.
Yes.
Wow. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what keeps you motivated to do the stuff in your business that you don't particularly like to do?
So I think for me, being a mother of two boys, I think it's really important to me to show not just my boys, but other men, really all people, that healing shouldn't be the last thing that you do. Like if I can show my boys this modality now at a really young age, where they're going to be as adult men, to know that it is okay to tune into your feelings and emotions. And all of us have trauma. All of us carry wounding and triggering from childhood. None of us get out of it unscathed. So I'm thinking for them, obviously allowing, really working with children, not just my children, giving them this modality now to let them know that it is safe to be your authentic, vulnerable self in your human body, in this human experience, that you're allowed to be specifically a man or a young boy and feel heavy feelings, that it's okay to experience that. So they're probably my main thing that pushes me and makes me love what I do, but really my connections with people. I love people. I love making connections and being with people and offering this to other people.
That's amazing. Thank you. We're going to take a break now, but we will be back. I'll have both Adriana and Amanda, and we'll be right back.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
It's the year-end sales event with the Ford crew.
It's sales event time, Sam.
Temperatures are dropping, but the deals are just getting hot.
Time for our annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go wrong with great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand.
Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, Hank.
What's that, Sam?
Always remember to treat yourself, too.
Well said.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Sniffles and sneezes got you down? GoodRx is here to help with big savings on commonly prescribed cold and flu meds. GoodRx is free and easy to use. GoodRx is accepted at all major pharmacies like CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. Just search your prescription, find a coupon, then show your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx is not insurance, but it works whether you have insurance or not. If you do, GoodRx may beat your copay price. Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com to save today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
North Idaho's radio, News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey. I'm chatting with Amanda Bailey, owner of the Luna Alchemy Company, and Adriana Kaufman, of the owner of Adriana Valentina Consulting. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you.
So I attended a workshop that you guys did, I think it was last month, and tell the listeners about it because you're going to be doing it again.
Yes. So it's essentially a frequency workshop. So there is frequencies in everything. Frequency is energy. And Amanda's bowls have energy, different levels of energy with the bowls. And clothing, the material we use, whether it's natural versus synthetic fibers, everything has energy. And so there's so much to break down on the fibers of what you wear. And there's health benefits, there's health detriments to wearing synthetic versus non-synthetic fabrics. And I've had a lot of people ask me questions, especially my clients. I have some clients that will not wear polyester and all of these other things. And so I realized that this was something that a lot of people wanted to learn about. And it was a great way to just kind of combine both of our niches and what we do, but tying in this idea of frequencies and energies and explaining it. So this workshop, the one you attended, basically I start with explaining the science behind the frequencies, the health benefits of wearing natural fibers like linen, cotton, all those things, actionable steps to basically level up your life, and then good brands so that you can go to these brands and know that they are going to have stuff made out of organic cotton. And then we end the session with Amanda playing her bowls and having it be a educational but restorative event and just community. I mean, learning a new thing, meeting new people from all walks of life. So it's exciting.
It is. And so the thing about the fabrics is just fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom always, you know, searching for things that did not have polyester because she felt like it trapped, you know, the heat. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, just didn't like that. Yes. She always looked for something with cotton.
Yes.
Even though you have to iron it. But then I remember reading in the Bible, it's in the book of Leviticus, about how you're not supposed to wear fibers from an animal and then fibers from a plant. I think that was it. Like, you shouldn't wear wool and cotton together.
Yes, because they cancel out. There's just so much science to it, and you would never think, right? But there's zero hertz for all of the plastic materials out there. And then when you wear wool on its own, it's 5,000 hertz. But if you wear another one of those 5,000 hertz materials, it actually cancels out. It's so interesting, and there's so many things, but humans, we function at a normal hertz level. If you're a little ill or if you have, you know, autoimmune issues, sometimes you will be at a different level, but then these materials that you're wearing can either amplify that energy or they can take down your energy. And this will affect things like your sleep, it'll affect your overall health. So that's why linen is labeled in the Bible multiple times, and why in ancient hospitals there was just linen bed sheets, because linen was seen as a healing property. And that's the only thing that they used in the hospital beds. That's the only thing they used for bandages, because it was the highest healing material that was made into cloth at that time.
That is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And they figured that out thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they figured it out and they wrote it down, and then somehow we all forgot about it.
Yes.
And so now modern science is kind of picking up on this, and there is some science. There definitely needs to be a lot more, but now there's a lot more science coming out about how plastic is not good for you, and it doesn't last as well, and it's not good for the environment. So if we're going to be conscious consumers, we need to have workshops that educate us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do education about fabrics and that stuff, and then you do a frequency sound healing session?
I do, and I also will talk about the bowls to begin with and explain the chakras and the colors and maybe, you know, how they heal those certain parts of energy centers within the body, and how our bodies experience that frequency as well.
Awesome. And so when are you doing your next workshop?
Our next one is Sunday, January 18th at noon in Amanda's studio.
Okay. And then you mentioned something that you do every Sunday.
Yes, I have a community sound session that's available to anybody. It's an hour session at my space. So every Sunday at 3, and that's just $25 for the hour.
Wow. Yes. That's so cool.
Thank you.
So you have a lot of collaboration between the two of you.
I do.
Yeah.
We like each other.
Yeah, we do.
We're friends.
She can't get rid of me.
How did you two meet?
Oh my gosh. The first time we met actually was at
the Level Up event. Yeah. We should thank you, Mickey.
Yeah.
That's great. Yes. Yeah. Group Level Up. Yes. Second Tuesday every month.
Yeah.
Then I ended up at a BNI meeting, and I guess we should thank Bryce Egbert for that, local CPA in town. And
He is a good connector.
He is a good connector. So
yes.
Yeah. And we were instantly like, oh my gosh, who are you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
We're like same human, just 10 years apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. I love it.
Adriana, how long have you been in Sandpoint?
3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Amanda?
Just over 2 years.
Oh, so new to the area, new entrepreneurs.
Yes.
With your own businesses. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's challenging to start a small business. You've done it before, Amanda. You mentioned you had a tattoo shop.
Yes, we did.
But starting a new business is hard enough on its own, but then when you make it in a small community, it can be especially challenging.
Yeah.
But Sandpoint's so special.
It sure is.
I mean, I know that in another small community, maybe in another state with 9,000 people, this would be a lot harder. Just because Sandpoint is so full of connectors and people who want to grow.
Totally
people
agree.
Who are interested in the holistic space and want to go to Soundbowl sessions, or people who want to take care of their bodies and learn and just grow in their style and have a business. I mean, and small communities are run by small businesses.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know, Sandpoint is just a very, very special place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally agree.
So this is home.
Very much.
Yeah. And you're going to stick around and grow your businesses.
Yes.
And help lots of people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
One day at a time.
Yes. Yeah. So based on this collaboration that you're doing, January 18th, you said?
Yes.
Do you foresee doing more in the future?
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to do this workshop, the one that you attended, the one on the 18th. It's technically the same workshop because there's a ton of people that wanted to attend, but sometimes schedules don't align. So we're going to do that quarterly, and then we're going to do a series two. So building on all the information you learned in series one, but then you are attending it, you're learning more information. Maybe you've taken the actionable, I hope you've taken the 5 actionable steps that you learned in series one, and then we can build from there. So I'm very excited.
Oh,
we can revamp everyone's closets and be healthier.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So in our last bit before we wrap up, how do people contact you, Adriana?
So I am mainly on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Adriana Valentina Consulting. My website is adrianavalentinaconsulting.com. And then Instagram is adriana.valentina.consulting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Amanda?
Same for me. I mainly just use Instagram and Facebook as well. And my business name on Facebook is just The Luna Alchemy Co. And then for Instagram, it's thelunaalchemy.co.
Okay. Well, thank you both for being with me today. I really appreciated it. And I hope that our listeners learned some really unique things from the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Well, now heading into the last few minutes of our hour together, I have a special segment that I will be sharing. This is a moment when I share a tip, insight, wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can be. And today's is called Do or Do Not. I can't. It's hard. I'm skeptical. Negative thoughts literally stop you from taking the actions you need to take. They create a block that keeps you from achieving what you want to achieve. I can. I am. I believe. I can do it. These thoughts literally promote learning and growing and will propel you to take the actions you need to take. There is a middle ground between negative thoughts and positive ones, and that's the slippery slope of try. I'll try. I'm trying. I'll give it a try. You may think this is positive. You've made a decision to give it a whirl. But saying you'll try is like running a race that has no end. Trying insinuates you have little to no expectations that you will actually get the desired results. So as wise Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. Well, thank you for being with us today. If you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at the Marigold Bistro. Visit grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.